Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights. Good to be with you. The website is ChristianMoney.com, and I'm really excited to let everybody know that we rebuilt the website. We redesigned it, and it is really cool what we've done with the website. We're able to put a lot more information up there. We're also able to embed feeds from some of my favorite websites and blogs. So as you go to ChristianMoney.com all throughout the day, you will see it populating with new information, breaking news. Check it out. It's really cool what we've done with it. ChristianMoney.com. Well, probably with many of you who are listening live, I just got done listening to the president's address to the nation. And I want to be a patriotic guy and support the president. And, you know, we're all Americans, right? We're all U.S. citizens. And so from that standpoint, you know, I give him my moral support. But honestly, I don't know. I'm not really sure why he addressed the nation after listening to the address. I didn't really hear anything new in his address. And honestly, he just didn't look good. I don't know if it was maybe my observation, no one else. He just didn't look good. It just did not seem to carry with it the weight of a presidential address. And his own supporters have said that Barack Obama does not do well when making addresses from the Oval Office, which apparently he's only done two or three times before. And so I guess this would just be in that tradition that it just didn't strike me in terms of substance or delivery as really much there. I just didn't really get much from it. Sort of repeating what we already know about the horrible tragedy that happened this week, repeating the liberal line that we need to take away guns from people and that's going to solve the problem. I mean, why don't they pass a law outlawing pipe bombs? Oh, that's right. We already have such a law that you can't build pipe bombs. It's just really, really interesting because I guess I thought, and maybe I'm naive in this way, I thought that at some point that liberals, there would be a large enough tragedy like this one in San Bernardino or many of the others that we've seen around the world, that liberals would get on the bandwagon and say, you know what, maybe people should start carrying guns. Maybe the answer is more people being trained to carry firearms. I mean, I'm all for common sense, you know, legal restrictions. I mean, if someone is a convicted felon, I don't think they should be allowed to carry a firearm. If someone has a mental illness, of course, if someone is a minor, they shouldn't have access to firearms. People who are unwilling to take a training to learn how to properly use a firearm, probably more dangerous if they're not trained, then they would be, you know, in terms of danger to others, they're probably more dangerous to others walking around with a gun if they haven't had the training. But what we're talking about here are adults of sound mind that are not criminals, that are good citizens, that are willing to go and be licensed and background checked and trained to use a firearm. And I'm reading more and more stories of people, average, everyday people. In fact, a lady today who's been a reader of ours for many years, and in fact, I'm not going to mention her name, of course, but I've known her for probably 10 years. She comes to my seminars when I'm in Texas, and just a wonderful lady. And she contacted me today through my Facebook page and said, "Hey, can you tell me, Jim Paris, how to get a concealed weapons permit?" And, you know, this is someone who, if you met her, you know, wonderful Christian lady, you would never think of her wanting to ask that question. But that's kind of the mistake I think that we make. You know, just like you might have a fire extinguisher in your house, you might have a home alarm system, you might have a first aid kit. Why would you not have a gun? I mean, a gun, in my view, is a tool, just like a hammer in your tool bag. And it serves a specific purpose for self-defense. And more people are buying guns. In fact, the news reports I read were that this last week, not only with Black Friday, of course, but also with just the San Bernardino tragedy, that we're seeing, again, new records of gun sales. New records. And depending on where you read these reports, there's always the opinion that goes with that. You know, some people would, you know, write a report like that and say, "Yeah, here we go. There are more guns being sold, so look out for more trouble." And then others would say, "Hey, well, if these are law-abiding citizens that have passed a background check and are being trained, then we're safer." I mean, and that's my view. But a couple of things I want to mention to you. We mention these from time to time during our commercial breaks, but I want to mention a couple of these to you. There is a very unique website that you can go to, and they're actually a sponsor of ours, so I'll give them a plug here. It's concealedweaponpermitonline.com. A little bit of a long name, but write it down. It's also on my Twitter feed and over on my Facebook page. concealedweaponpermitonline.com. And what I like about this, it's a completely online class that you can take to become certified to carry a concealed weapon. And it is good in 28 different states. This class will cover you. And it doesn't just teach you about, you know, the principles you need to know to be able to get approved to carry a concealed weapon. They also get into some other really useful information, which consumers need to know. People don't know. They go to a gun shop. They don't know what they're going to buy. You know, I know a couple of people that own gun shops here locally, and they'll tell me kind of, you know, anecdotal funny stories of one of them was like an 80-year-old woman that came in, and she wanted to buy a gun to carry around with her for protection. So she picks out a .357 handgun long barrel. I mean, this wouldn't even fit in her purse. The guy was showing her, "No, you don't carry a gun like this around with you. You carry a small gun like a 380 or something along those lines, a 9mm. So people need a little bit of education on realistically what you can carry with you and what the rules are about concealment. You know, and if you're in a concealed required state, that means that you have to keep the weapon out of view. So that's a limitation, right? You can't have that gun hanging from your belt where everyone can see it if you're required to conceal it. I've been a concealed weapons permit holder for a number of years, and I carry a small handgun. It's a Colt Mustang 380. And it has 7 rounds in the magazine. And then I usually carry a second magazine that has another 7 rounds in it. And it's a small but powerful gun, accurate gun, reliable gun. And I go to the range 3 or 4 times a year and I use that. But anyway, back to this course, it will show you, obviously not just cover the principles of what you need to know to be a concealed weapons permit holder in these 28 different states, but they also give you tips and, you know, ideas, and they point you in the right direction in terms of how to buy a gun that makes sense based on what you're trying to do. So it's a very, very helpful course. I'd recommend it to you. ConcealedWeaponPermitOnline.com. All right, more on what's happening with the San Bernardino investigation after this break. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, with everything going on tonight, I neglected to mention our guest who will be with us in hour number two. Our guest is author Paul Williams, and he's going to be with us primarily to talk about his book, Operation Gladio. But we're also going to be talking with him about a second book that he has out, which is an earlier book, I believe, and it's all about the Vatican and their finances, and just a topic I'm really, really interested in. I'm not a Catholic. I have many Catholic friends, but I think I just have this weird feeling about there's just shady things going on at the Vatican. And we're going to get into this tonight in hour number two. The Vatican has their own private bank. Some of their very, very unusual alliances historically with bad people. And we're going to talk about that tonight, including getting into Operation Gladio, which is something that many people have never heard of. And we're going to get into that as well. So it's going to be exciting. Hour number two tonight, our guest, author Paul Williams. Next week, our guest is Roger Stone. And Roger Stone, of course, is a big name in the Republican Party and sort of known as a real tough guy to have on your team. He's a hard hitter. And he has a fascinating book out called The Clintons' War on Women. And in the book, he makes the shocking allegation that Bill Clinton has sexually assaulted more than 20 women. And he actually lists the women by name. And this is going to be really, really fun next Sunday night. So don't miss that. He'll be with us in hour number two next Sunday night. Roger Stone, author of The Clintons' War on Women. I don't know if you heard that in our news at the top of the hour. If you're listening on the replay, you wouldn't have heard that. But tomorrow is December 7th. And believe it or not, that is the 74th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And I actually had a family member there at the time. So I know I've shared this story on the broadcast before, so I won't do it tonight. But there were several survivors. There are still people living that were there. And they were there to ring the bell on the Arizona and pay their respects. Quite a large crowd turned out this year, is planned to be there this year, which is tomorrow on the 74th anniversary. There is going to be a major, major gathering next year, which will be the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. All right, let's talk about San Bernardino, California. And Donald Trump had some great comments on this week. He's right on. And this is why Trump, honestly, this is why Trump is double digits ahead of everybody else in the polls. I hang out at my local Starbucks coffee shop. So if you come to Palm Coast, Florida, and you want to find me and meet me, go to the Starbucks up on Palm Coast Parkway. And a lot of times I go up there to work and I end up striking up a conversation with someone. And that's the kind of place where common sense reigns big. I mean, that is, you're having a conversation with four or five guys and you sort of have the Barack Obama or the liberal person in the group who's trying to kind of make their tortured argument. And then you've got the common sense, the Donald Trump New Yorker voice that kind of, you know, bursts out and says, look, you know, this is what the deal is. And those are the guys that tend to be right. They're just kind of thinking common sense, maybe a little bit oversimplified in some cases. But, you know, Donald Trump came out and said, here he is, quote, I believe that the sister of the killer, I watched her interviewed. I think she knew what was going on. I think the mother knew what was going on. She went into the apartment. Anybody that went into that house or that apartment knew what was going on. They didn't tell the authorities. They knew what was going on. The mother knew. I think the sister interviewed. I think she knew. We better get a little tough and a little smart or we're in trouble, end quote. That's from Donald Trump. And I've been saying that myself the last several days, especially when the media went into the apartment of this terrorist couple. And there were all kinds of projects of bombs being built and all kinds of just bizarre stuff. And look, I guess the grandmother, the mother, lived there with them. So what do you think this stuff is that they're doing? I mean, clearly, and now we're finding out that a neighbor bought the firearms that were used in the attack. This is what we need to do. I know what the president said tonight, and I know what liberals are thinking, which is these were just two people. And this is super isolated. This is like 1/10 of 1/100 of 1%. And the rest of the community there at the mosque and the Muslim community, those people are all peaceful, peace-loving people. And this is just one-tenth of 1% of a millionth of a percent. I don't believe that. Now, I'm not going to go so far as to say all Muslims, because I think that would be idiotic to make a statement like that. But you have to realize that in a situation like this, there had to be other people that knew what was going on. I mean, just common sense would tell you. Now, if someone knew what they were up to, even if it was just generally speaking, if they didn't know the specifics of their plot, but they just knew, hey, they're planning to do a really bad thing. They're building bombs. They're acquiring weapons, you know, this sort of thing. Those people should be prosecuted if they had knowledge before the fact. And I don't know specifically what the laws would be, you know, how much they had to know for those laws to be able to be applied. But, you know, we can start deporting people. I mean, maybe in some cases they can't be criminally prosecuted, but they could be deported. We have to think in terms of casting a wider net. I know that that goes against what the president said tonight. The president's idea is that we're just going to target just the handful of people that, you know, that are behind these things. I think we have to think larger than that. I think we have to think of this as a somewhat large conspiracy of people. And we've got to think in those terms. And I think just in this case alone, I mean, we certainly have family members who probably knew what happened. We've got a neighbor now that was the one that bought the guns. I mean, really, you start thinking with common sense here, you've got to really wonder what's going on here. So it's just interesting to watch this develop. Again, you know, my initial reaction is just more of a reason in my view, in my world, to be responsible for protecting myself. You know, I on occasion, I leave the house without my firearm. I just do. I'm, you know, not thinking about it, and I leave without it. That's just not happening right now. I am being really religious, pardon the pun, about carrying my concealed weapon with me wherever I go. And there are more and more people acquiring concealed weapons. You just heard the ad that we ran, homegunbusiness.com, where you can become a licensed gun dealer. And that looks like a tremendous financial opportunity for a lot of people to become a licensed gun dealer. Also, you know, getting your concealed weapons permit. That's something a lot of people are doing. So if you're in that business, training people to be able to get approved for a concealed weapon permit, that's going to be big as well. All right, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about Jerry Falwell's son. He made some outrageous statements about having a gun. We'll tell you about that right after this. Stay tuned.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the US or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and hour number two is going to be great. My guest in hour number two is author Paul Williams, author of Operation Gladio. We're going to be talking about the Vatican and just some really interesting historical facts that you may not know about the Vatican, and also Operation Gladio. That'll be a fascinating hour number two tonight. And Jerry Falwell's son, and I knew that Jerry Falwell's son had sort of picked up the mantle from his father and carried forward his father's mission and ministry. But just haven't heard a lot about him in recent years. Maybe I haven't been looking to read it, but he's big in the news right now, because here's what he said, quote, "If more good people had concealed carry permits, then we could end those Islamist terrorists." And apparently he addressed his student body at Liberty University. He is the president of Liberty University, and he made his remarks I guess a couple of days ago, and it's just unbelievable, the blowback from people. I just read an article over on Huffington Post. This is written by Patricia McGuire, who's the president of Trinity Washington University, and she goes off into some really bizarre explanation of her position. She makes reference to the book of John and the Bible, and Jesus hanging on the cross did not say, "Go get me a permit and a peace," end quote. She talks about Christians should be loving, and the last thing we should be preaching is people carrying guns. And this is a really big misunderstanding that people have about Christianity, about the Bible, that somehow as a Christian, we're not allowed to defend ourselves or our family. In fact, I think the opposite is actually the case. I think we are commanded to defend our families. And, Jesus Christ was a willing sacrifice on the cross. And that's, people that don't understand what the cross was all about. I mean, Jesus could have absolutely taken himself down from the cross and wiped out all of those Roman soldiers and not been crucified, but he was a willing sacrifice for our salvation. That is not what we're called to do as people walking the earth today. We're not supposed to, if someone breaks in our home, just sit back and let them kill and rape our family members and rob us and kill us. I mean, that's not the case. But there is this bizarre teaching that people have. Usually people that are very uninformed know minimally about Christianity and the Bible, that talk about Christians not carrying guns, Christians not having a right of self-defense. And I've written about this numerous times. I've talked about it numerous times. But it's hilarious to me, but this is shocking. This is shocking the liberal world that someone would say that, quote, if more good people had concealed carry permits, then we could end those Islamist terrorists. That's the quote. That's the outrageous quote that was made. And I don't really understand why. I mean, what is untrue about that? I guess we're just not supposed to defend ourselves anymore either. I guess that's the new politically correct thing to do, that if someone breaks in your place of business, your home, you're out shopping, and someone pulls a weapon and starts firing, you're supposed to just lay down and die. That's what apparently this article here over at the Huffington Post by Patricia McGuire insinuates, that we're just supposed to be like Jesus on the cross and just lay down and die. That's just not what we're called to do, and that's so out of context to make that reference. But this is big in the news. You're going to hear a lot about this the next couple of days. Jerry Falwell Jr., can you believe it? I'm gasping for air that he said, quote, if more good people had concealed carry permits, then we could end these Islamist terrorists. Wow, how shocking of a comment made by Jerry Falwell Jr. I ran across this story today, and this is a story from Finland, and my first reaction to it was, this is craziness, but then I found that other financial conservatives are actually backing this plan. Let me tell you what it is. Finland has a new plan to pay everyone in the country $876 a month. So that's just what it sounds like I said, which is that if you are a citizen of Finland, every month you'll go to your mailbox or your bank account will get an automatic deposit. You'll receive $876 tax-free every month. Now, let me tell you why they're doing this and what the proponents of this are saying makes this good policy. It's called the Universal Basic Income Plan, and you would receive it regardless of how much money you make. Whether you're rich or whether you're poor, you will receive this check for $876 every month. And what they're going to do in place of this, they're going to get rid of all social welfare programs. And this is going to save them money. It's going to eliminate fraud, eliminate bureaucracy, all of the administration involved with all of these other programs and trying to micromanage, you know, if people are using their food stamp money correctly or their housing money correctly and on and on and on. They're just going to simply pay every adult citizen $876 a month, kind of as a base to work from. I think it's fascinating. When I first read it, I thought, Finland, European, this is socialistic. I don't like this. But then when I fully understood what they're doing, which is they're doing this as a way to save money from all of their social welfare programs that are not working, that are fraught with fraud and everything else, like what is happening here. And I throw this out to you to think about. How would you like something like this here in the United States? It's interesting because over at Forbes, they talked about this same article. Let me see if I can find the Forbes article, because what they did was they took the Finland plan over at Forbes and they actually put a dollar figure on it to be able to give us a comparison as to what that would be here in the U.S. And I'm waiting for the article to load here. But it said that the equivalent in the United States would be $10,000. So every adult in the U.S. over the age of 21 and older, would get $10,000 each year. So you would get $800 roughly a month, $800 and change. And that would be your basic sort of social safety net. So what this would do is, if you're someone that's poor, if you're someone that's struggling for housing or struggling to buy food or struggling to be able to access medical care, the government's basically saying, we're going to give every single adult over the age of 21 $10,000. So think about it. If you're a married couple and, you know, you're a married couple under this plan, you would have a base income every year tax-free of $20,000 coming in. $20,000. And then the government would get rid of all social welfare programs. You would get rid of all social welfare programs and replace it with this. And the experts say this would save us hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And it would allow us to shrink the government. It would be basically just putting the money in people's hands. And there's a book out all about this. And if my producer Ann is listening in the other room, the author's name is Charles Murray, and his book is called In Our Hands. And it's all about this approach. I'm fascinated by it, and I think I might like it. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Puerto Rico says it is completely broke and ready to collapse financially. We'll tell you why right after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And warning, Will Robinson. Don't go to Wikipedia unless you want to see their desperate cry for money. I don't know why they do. It's just obnoxious how they do this. I don't understand a lot of these organizations. It's apparently it's a nonprofit organization, and if you don't donate $3 or $4 to them, they're going to be going under. It's this big pop-up thing that comes up there. All right, I digress. Puerto Rico is on the brink of insolvency. In fact, Puerto Rico says it is officially out of cash. And what they are waiting for is the Supreme Court of the United States to rule on their case, which would allow them to restructure its debt and use what is known as a Chapter 9 bankruptcy. Short of the Supreme Court ruling, they're also appealing to legislators here in the U.S. to pass a law to allow Puerto Rico to go bankrupt. But this is it's shocking. Apparently, Puerto Rico is about to collapse financially. I know we're not going to let that happen. We're, you know, the U.S. is not going to let Puerto Rico just simply collapse. But news reports are that the country is literally out of money, and they're waiting and hoping and praying that this Supreme Court review will work out in their favor so that they can actually go bankrupt and restructure their debts. I don't know what's going to happen. Puerto Rico's situation is not different, really, than a lot of states. And you can't really file for bankruptcy as a state in the United States. Of course, Puerto Rico is not a state. It's a U.S. territory, but it's not been part of our historical legal landscape that a state can go bankrupt. I know that cities have been able to do this and counties have been able to do this, but I don't think that there is officially a way in the law for a state to go bankrupt, and that's what Puerto Rico is looking to do. This story is absolutely remarkable. Jimmy Carter, former president of the United States, who just weeks ago, the word came out that he was suffering from cancer that was in his brain cancer. And it appeared by all accounts that Jimmy Carter was probably looking at maybe months, if not simply weeks, to live. And in a statement that he made to his Sunday school class today, Jimmy Carter, age 91, said his cancer is gone. They just did an MRI brain scan, and there are no cancerous spots anymore on his brain. age 91. That sounds like a miracle to me. I know he's a Christian man. I don't agree with really much, if any, of his political views. But Jimmy Carter, looks like he's got some more time on this earth, age 91, and appears to be the recipient of a miracle. His cancer has disappeared. And Google has just filed for a patent on a very interesting device. It is a smartwatch that can take blood samples from you without a needle. And this reminds me of, I believe it was on Star Trek, when the doctor, Bones, he would be able to just kind of hit you with a device that looked like a pen, and without even punching through the skin, was able to deliver medicine to you. I think I'm thinking of the right show. But this, they're explaining how this works. It is a smartwatch that you would wear, and there are a lot of different applications here, but the one that would seem to be the most logical would be for those suffering from diabetes. You would wear this smartwatch, and it says that the device sends an abrupt surge of gas into a barrel that has a microparticle that punctures the skin and takes a tiny amount of blood. And apparently you don't even realize this is happening. And this device makes this tiny, tiny hole and takes out a tiny, tiny amount of blood, and then runs the test to tell you what your blood glucose level is. And this could be used for people suffering from a large number of medical issues where they must test their blood regularly. Of course, the most well-known of that would be diabetes. But this would eliminate the need to actually do a pinprick to take a blood sample, which can be painful. And, you know, I know people that have to do that two or three times a day, and they've got to find different places, different parts of their hand to be able to do that, because literally they've done so many pinpricks that they can't even find a finger anymore, that they haven't, they don't have a million holes in. And it really is sad to have to live like that, but that's life or death if they don't know what their blood glucose levels are. Excuse me there. My mic cough button here didn't engage right away. If you are a victim of Bernard Madoff, hey, guess what? It's Christmas for the Bernard Madoff victims. This news story here, I'm sure it's in a U.S. paper. I don't know why I have this from the New Zealand Herald, but the New Zealand Herald story here that I picked up this afternoon while doing my research for the show says that the trustee of the Bernard Madoff estate. So Madoff went to prison, of course, and they then sold all of his stuff, recovered as much money as they can. It says that they're going to be sending out checks for representing the $1.2 billion in recovered funds. And each recipient that receives this check, which will be coming out this week, so they'll get it before Christmas, each recipient will get an average check of $1.1 million. That's pretty neat. You love to hear that. Of course, for some of these people, it might only represent a small percentage of what they lost, you know, what they had invested. So it's not like they lost everything, but for some of these people, they still will end up, you know, having lost a lot of money, millions of dollars. But it says here that these checks are going out. People will get these checks before Christmas, and the average recipient will get $1.1 million. Madoff victims probably very, very excited to hear that news. All right, in hour number two, my guest is Paul Williams, author of Operation Gladio. Next week, Roger Stone, the Clinton's War on Women. And one last thing to touch on here before we run out of time in this hour. If you are looking for a way to grab some really, really low-cost Christmas gifts, you want to check out my blog, because I share a strategy that you can use to get 90% off on Christmas gifts. And what this is, you agree to be a reviewer for Amazon. So you go through this website. I've got a link to all of this over at my blog. So check out blog.christianmoney.com or just go to christianmoney.com and you'll find the story there. The title of the story is Save 90% on Christmas Gifts. So you'll find that over at my blog. But how it works is you agree to become a reviewer for Amazon. And then what happens is they will give you a choice of several hundred different products that you can have for, in some cases, a lot of them are free. Like right now, you can get an HD TV antenna if you want to pick up the free TV channels in your area. It's got a 25-mile range, and it's an antenna that normally sells for $10 on Amazon. You can have it for free. Just write a review. I got a $38 survival knife, and it is so cool. It has a light in it, has all kinds of different gadgets, and it goes for $38. I got it for $5 because I agreed to write a review. And there's so many different things you can get. I just bought a bottle of vitamins tonight. They sell for $24 on Amazon. Got them for $1, but I had to agree to write a review. And all of the information on how to do this is over at christianmoney.com. The headline is Buying Christmas Gifts for 90% Off Retail. It's not just around Christmas. You can do this year round. In fact, I started being an Amazon reviewer doing this about 4 or 5 months ago, and I think I've done it like 14 times so far. I got a lot of cool camping gear for my camping trip that I just took a couple weeks ago. So check it out. If you're somebody that wants to save some money, you don't mind writing a review. It doesn't have to be a positive review, just an honest review. It could even be just one sentence long. So check that out over at christianmoney.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, our guest is with us, Paul Williams, author of Operation Gladio. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, christianmoneyplus.com. That's christianmoneyplus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, christianmoneyplus.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.